Om Shanti. Everything okay? All going well? Plate and class going well? Stomach and soul getting filled? Very good. So we'll start with a very simple exercise. Is that okay? Stand up. I'll give you an instruction and that is what you need to do. Okay, pay attention. You're going to say as I say and do as I do. What's the instruction? Say as I say and do as I do. Because I'm holding the mic, I'll do it with one hand and you have to do it for both the hands. No, you do it. Front. Both the hands. I want you to do both the hands. Yeah, front. Yeah. Say as I say and do as I do. All of you. Front. Up. Front. Down. Front. Up. Front. Down. Now the next instruction. This time, you are going to say what I say, but do the opposite of what I do. Demo chahiye? Front. What was the instruction? What was the instruction? Say as I say, do the opposite of what I do. Front ka opposite up hota hai? Acha. Okay. Okay, say as I say, do the opposite of what I do. Front. Bhai sahab, peeche munda nahi hai. Back karna. Okay. Up. Back. Front. Okay, come back to your religious position. Now the next one. You are going to say the opposite of what I say and do what I do. Opposite of what I say and do what I do. Okay? Front. Up. Down. Back. Which one was easier? This one or the previous one? Yeah? This one. Doing, just following the actions. Remember, people do what you do. People want to do what you ask them to do. Sit down. Good. So remember these two questions as we go through the session. Who is the master, you or your mobile? You don't have to answer me. But remember those two questions because at the end, I'm going to ask you to recall these two. Kuch to karte honge. So we are going to talk about three M's today. What are those M's? Mobile, good, intelligent. What's the next M? You are at Brahma Kumari, so no money. Mind, very good. Meditation, very good. Do you know why we picked up these three and what is the relationship? Mobile destabilizes your mind, meditation stabilizes your mind. That's how these three are related. Ek man ko vichalit karta hai, dusra man ko sthir karta hai. So this is the solution and this is the problem we are trying to address. How does mind get unstable because of mobile? That is what we will discuss in detail in the next few minutes. Unless you are a gulab jamun king or queen, if I give you third or fourth gulab jamun, will you eat? Or fourth or fifth piece of cake, will you eat? You will say, aaj ke liye kaafi hai, bahut khaya hai. You keep track of your calories, correct? Now my question to you is, Have you thought about how many digital calories you consume on a daily basis? Physical calories increase weight. We all know that. If you don't digest, they will cause all sorts of problems. But what about digital calories? And why are we talking about digital calories? And what is happening to your brain, body, your life itself because of these digital calories? Most people don't seem to be knowing. Please make a note of this and reflect. Digital calories distract your mind and destroy your brain. And I'll show you how. Digital calories. Distract your mind and destroy your brain. So what kind of digital calories are we swimming in? Literally. The last I counted, that was about a month ago. They must have added another 100 or 200 hours. 36,600 hours of content. I did the math. You don't have to. 25 years to complete without a break, not even a weekend break. 7 days a week, 365 days in a year. If you watch 4 hours per day, it's going to take 25 years. 24,000 movies, 2,700 TV shows. Each TV show at least 11 or 2 seasons. Each season 13 or 14 episodes. Each episode 45 minutes at least. Do the math. 50 plus streaming services, chote bade milake. That's what is available in India. And I haven't even included all your favorite apps. Now you see the kind of digital calories we are literally swimming in. And this is what we are exposing our kids to. I'll share the whole deck. What is their impact? The physical calories, you know they increase your weight. But the digital calories, what are they doing? What is their impact? Let's see that. Now let's start with this simple question. What is the most important skill needed in current times? I will come to that. Communication ke liye bhi kya chahiye? Listening ke liye kya chahiye? Empathy ke liye kya chahiye? For all these, including AI, the most important skill you need is your attention. And attention is something, unfortunately, we don't pay attention to. We are never taught about attention as a part of our education itself. Yes or no? Did anyone attend any course specifically on attention in school, college, university, or in your respective professions? That's the problem. And let's see why this is important. You're all seated. You don't even have to touch. Just experience the feel of the chair that you are seated. How warm or cold it is, how hard or soft it is. Don't touch it, just feel it. You're able to feel it? Now listen to the sound of the fan. You able to hear the sound? It's there since morning. But as soon as you paid attention, it became your experience. When you pay attention, whatever you pay attention to, that sensory input is what brain processes. And whatever sensory input brain processes, that is what will become your experience. That's why we say brain is a fantastic filter and attention is its gate. And wherever my attention goes, energy flows. Yes or no? And wherever energy flows, life grows, positive or negative. Both ways. And each one of us is here because of the choices we made What we decided to pay attention to and what we decided to ignore brought us here. So please write down and reflect on this. I am a product of my attention. I am a product of my attention. And what I became today is because of my attention. What I'm going to become next in future is also a product of my attention. So what is impacting this attention, which is so important? When you are focused on a particular task, you receive a phone call. You attend the phone call and then you come back. Will you be able to regain the focus immediately or will it take some time? That's our experience. And for some of us, for that day, poi poche, that's it. It will not come back. I have to come back to it only next day. There's a reason for it. Every time I switch my attention from one task to next, a portion of my energy gets subtracted to perform that attentional switch. Please write down those two words. Attentional switch. And that's why on some days, if you continuously keep getting interrupted, distracted, at the end of the day, when you look back, nothing important would have got done, but we feel exhausted. Yes or no? That's our experience, because all our energy went in repaying the brain switching penalty. That's how your brain works. Now ask yourself, in a live long day, how many times are you switching your attention, even if it is just for a few seconds, unnecessarily? Phone ne kuch churpur kiya hi nahi hai. Nahi kiya to bhi dekhenge. Sab kuch sahi to hai. And every time you switch your attention, a portion of your energy is getting wasted. Now why is this important? You want to cook some rice, put the rice in the cooker. Put it on the gas stove or electric stove nowadays and switch on the flame. Every time you get a notification or a call, switch off the flame. Attend to the notification or call and come back and switch on. Will it take longer or shorter for the cooking to get completed? Longer. And sometimes the food gets spoiled, because if you have to fry something and you keep switching off the flame, the whole dish gets spoiled. Yes, sir? Write down. Attention is that flame that is helping us accomplish things in our life. Attention is that flame that is helping us accomplish things in our life. And every time you get distracted, you are switching off that flame. And that is what is reducing both efficiency and effectiveness at workplace, and even for our students. Because you are completely switching it off. Again, switch on, switch off, switch on, switch off. You feel exhausted. Even the knob would get spoiled, right? And that's what is happening. Now this is, nowadays this has become a fashion in, even in when they ask for jobs, they say you should be a multitasker. And many of you might be thinking that I can multitask. Let's put that to the test. Ready for that? Good. So take a fresh page and draw two lines such that your page gets divided into three parts. Not necessarily equal, just three parts. Easy? Fresh page, draw two lines. Done? Now, we are discussing about attention, so pay attention. You are not going to start until I ask you to start. Clear? Very simple instruction. And I'm going to time this exercise. Okay? I'm going to time this exercise. So I will say start when you have to start. But until then, just listen to the instructions. You have this first line? Yes? On top of this line, you should write multitasking is a lie. Hello? I haven't said start. Attention, please. Wait. I haven't completed instructions. I'll give you time. So on this line, on top of this line, you should write multitasking is a lie. I gave the whole sentence. And below the line, you should write 1, 2, 3. How are you going to do it? I'll say that. First, you will write a M on top of the line. You will write a 1 below the line. You will write a U on top of line. You will write a 2 below the line. You will write a L on top of the line, 3 below the line. What should you write next? And then? Wow, very intelligent here. I like that. So doing that, you will complete the whole sentence and you can skip the spaces. You don't have to number the spaces, only the letters. Clear? Any questions? You have all the instructions? No, this is what happens with the technology. We are talking about multitask and then another one comes up. Okay. So, are the instructions clear? Wait. Start. And you're going to shout out once you're done. Letter on top of the line, number below the line. Letter, number. Letter, number. What you should write, I've shown on the screen. Quick, quick, quick. Letter on top of the line, number below the line. Very good. Very good. Done? We'll wait for others. Done? Fantastic. Done? Good. Done? Okay. Now, you have the second line. Correct? Again, I will say start, until then you don't start. Listen to the instructions first. You will write the complete English sentence on top of the line and then write all the numbers. What you did in the first case was you wrote a letter and then you wrote the number. Letter, number, letter, number, letter, number. That's how you did. Yes or no? Now in the second case, you will write the complete English sentence, multitasking is a lie, on top of the line. And then write the numbers below. Instructions clear? Don't start. Start. Wow. Fantastic. Done? And in both the cases, this is the output you should have got. Because you generated exactly the same output. Now, which one took longer? The first one or the second one? Which one was more stressful? First one or second one? In which one did at least one of you make at least one mistake? You generated exactly the same output. And I'll give you the time. The first person who said yes took 28 seconds for the first one. And the first person who said yes for the second one took 14 seconds. Half. Okay? You took double the time. You felt stressed. You made mistakes to generate exactly the same output and you claim, you have the audacity to claim that you can multitask. And what is the reason it took us nearly double the time or sometimes more than double the time? What we just discussed. Now, pay attention slowly, don't be in a hurry. Count the number of times you had to switch your attention in the first case. How many times did you switch your attention? That's why I said pay attention. 18 into 2 minus 1. Because once you write here, you don't have to go back again. 35 times you switched your attention. And here, how many times did you switch your attention? That means to generate exactly the same output, you unnecessarily switched your attention 34 extra times, which actually doubled your time. That means your original capacity to complete this task is only 14 seconds. But you end up taking 28 seconds and you attend a productivity seminar. The 28 seconds becomes 24 seconds and all over social media you splash. 20% improvement in my productivity. Wonderful. But what is your original capacity? 14 seconds. Because we got so used to switching, we forgot that my capability is only 14 seconds. You are more powerful than you think you are. And that is why, make sure to check where is your attention whenever you start a task. 8 hours I spend in front of my desk, 25% focus. How many hours worth of work got done? I'll tell you. Good question. Good point. Majority of the attention shift happens not when the attention shift is related to the task you are doing, you are continuing the train of thought. When you stop what you are doing, go to an unrelated task and then come back, that is what wastes a lot of your time.
Of that
task, exactly.
Other things may have been achieved.
Yeah. Once you go back, you will need the same attention there also. So this is finished now. Now this is the next task. Right? So this becomes two tasks one after the other and then you come back. But if you constantly keep disturbing, this is what happens. Right? Some of the things, yes, they do get done. You get a sudden phone call, you have to address that, you have to come back. But voluntarily when you are switching your attention for no reason, into an unrelated task, you know now why you get exhausted.
That's why women are exhausted.
We'll talk about that. So this 8 hours, 25% focus, how many hours worth of work got done? 2 hours. And we are all familiar. But you increase this focus by another 25%, 50%, same 8 hours is able to generate 4 hours worth of work. Because attention is like oxygen to your mind. How many of you do trekking? And you know, as you move up, when the oxygen reduces, your capacity or your strength reduces. The same thing is for your mind. This will be one of the assignments for you. Creating a distraction-free workplace or study space. Because if you have distractions, you keep paying brain switching penalty. So you change the environment so that you don't waste your energy in paying the brain stitching penalty unnecessarily. And now that you saw in a focused manner when you do something, you can do it almost half the time or maybe 30% savings, 40% savings based on our capability, but it is definitely better than switching. So every day morning, at the beginning of your work day, whatever that work happens to be, can you fix 10 minutes of your work day, the beginning of your work day, as think time? Possible? Block that perpetually. And those 10 minutes, don't take your mobile. Keep it in silence mode behind you, not beside you. Take a notebook, take a pen, visualize your day. Today, what is it that I want to accomplish? Write down, prioritize, block the time. This is what I will do for the next 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 1 hour. And then next, this is what I will do. And if your schedule is unpredictable, then At lunchtime, you can revise it again. But at least have some idea of which tasks you are going to do and for how long. So when you move from multitasking, actually multitasking is a misnomer because human brain can only switch. You are not doing two tasks at the same time. Not possible for normal people like us. What we are doing is switch tasking. And every time you switch, you pay brain switching penalty. So switch to monotasking. That's the key word. So from multitasking, what will you switch to? Monotasking, one at a time. And that's grandma's wisdom. And I just gave you the science behind it. My grandmother used to say, Bala, when you are eating, eat. When you are playing, play. When you are studying, study. That's what we just discussed. Correct. Do you get a courier every single day, every couple of hours? I understand. I agree with that. What I'm trying to say is, I'm trying to give you the principle so that you structure your day where possible in such a way that you get at least a few minutes of uninterrupted chunks of time. Anything that is important, is there a possibility to set aside some uninterrupted chunks of time? Maybe 30 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes. So that whatever is out of your control, you can't help. But whatever is within your control, can I set that up? Why should I do that? I'm just sharing the science behind it. Yes? Okay. And paying attention is like giving a slice of your life. Yes or no? Now think, to whom and what you are paying attention to, how many such slices of your life are just frittered away on a daily basis? When you pay attention to someone, you're giving a slice of your life to them. That's why attention is the rarest and purest form of generosity, especially in today's distracted times. Everyone wants a piece of your attention. Duniya attention ki bhooki hai. Including that little 6-inch piece of glass and metal which continuously keeps wanting your attention. Everybody needs a piece of your attention. And that's what we should try to save. Now the next property of the brain, we talked about brain switching penalty. Now we'll talk about another interesting property of the brain called neuroplasticity. Plasticity comes from the Greek word called plastikos. That means that which is flexible. That's why the name plastic. Neuroplasticity means your brain's ability to change its physical structure in response to the actions performed. If I scanned your brains at the beginning of this retreat and at the end of the retreat, we will see some small changes. Now, how does this work? This is a slice of the brain and these are some neurons. This is before learning something. After learning, this is what happens. You will see that? There are more connections. I think because of the light, you're not able to see it. But can you see more connections and more neurons? This is the neuroscience of learning. When I pay attention and repeat, that is what is called as learning. Learning is equal to interest plus attention plus repetition. All the three are important. Learning is equal to interest plus attention plus repetition. How can I say that I learned something? When the corresponding neural circuits have formed inside the brain, that is when I can say I have learned something. And when will the brain create those neural circuits? Only when you pay attention. If you don't pay attention, brain will not register that information. You can fool anybody on this earth, but you cannot fool your brain. No ullu banaving. Unless you have attention, brain will not allow the information inside. It will not stick inside. And the more you repeat something with attention, the stronger the neural circuits. The stronger the neural circuits, the longer you will remember. And stronger the neural circuits, the easier the task becomes. That's our experience. This is why it happens. And this property of the brain called neuroplasticity is something more interesting. Whatever I repeat, my brain makes it easier because the corresponding neural circuit is becoming stronger. Can you say that aloud? Again. Again. So ask your brain to worry, it becomes better at worrying. Right? Even for small silly things, there is nothing also, but unka sanskar ban gaya hai, Ganga Jamuna bahana. Hota kuch nahi hai. Because that neural circuit of worry has become so strong that you don't need anything for them to start getting upset. Ask your brain to concentrate, it becomes better at concentrating. Because brain is value neutral. It doesn't differentiate whether you are repeating something positive or negative. Whatever you repeat, easier. And that's why I call the brain as a wonderful tathastu machine. What's your brain? It's a wonderful tathastu machine. Without binge watching for a couple of hours, I cannot sleep. What does your brain say? Every few minutes, I have to check my mobile. What does your brain say? And you say, now I have gone to Mount Abu, every day I will wake up in the morning and start doing meditation. What does your brain say? So how you are going to use that tathastu machine is in your hands. Are you conscious? Are you using that capability to create some positive neural circuits inside the brain so that you can transform your life? Or you are running on autopilot? That's in your hands. But the capability is always there. So the biological infrastructure necessary to help me become a better version of myself is already given by God and nature to me. And that's neuroplasticity. This is the biological infrastructure that is needed to help me become a better version of myself. Now, what is the impact of neuroplasticity? Why am I talking about this? And then now I will connect that to the digital wellness aspect. Changes in physical structure of the brain and brain chemistry, that is what leads to addictions. The mechanism is the same, both for habits as well as addictions. The more you use mobile and social media, the harder it gets to move away from it. Now you know the reason. Why those withdrawal symptoms? Because the neural circuits of that mobile usage have become so strong that now it requires a lot more energy. Now don't get disheartened. The exact same neuroplasticity can be used to create new neural circuits. But what is needed? Attention and repetition. When you do that, until the last day of your life, you can learn and you can grow. Because new neurons keep growing. And whenever there are new neurons, there is neuroplasticity. All of us have a brain. Sometimes you might forget, but trust me, all of us have. And if we have a brain, we have neuroplasticity. If we have neuroplasticity, it means I can become a better version of myself. And the only thing that is needed is attention and repetition. It'll take a few days. It doesn't happen in a day or two. Keep doing it. It'll become easier and easier. Digital gadgets are designed to be addictive. If something is a tool, it's lying there to be used. Football. Or your car, your scooter, your computer. It's just lying there until you use it. Just because you didn't play football for the last 1 month, does your football come to you and say, kick Corona? Ek mahina ho gaya. Does it say that? No, it won't say that, it's just lying there until you pick it up. But that's not the same case with that little piece of glass and metal. Somebody clicked your photo, you want to see it? Come. 3 din ho gaya, aap hamare paas aaye nahi hai. We are missing you. Please click this. You got an extra follower. Click this. So something that is manipulating your attention, something that is demanding your attention is no longer a tool. So we moved from a tool-based technology to addiction-based technology. Parents and leaders and opinion makers, policy makers, please remember this. Please make a note. We moved from a tool-based technology to addiction-based technology. That's why it becomes so much more important for us to pay attention and learn to become responsible digital gadget users. Our intent is not to make a digital sannyasi. There are good benefits, but let's use the technology only for the benefits. And accessibility and affordability increase addiction. 20 years ago, when the data rates were high, some of you are old enough to remember, after checking your email or browsing, there was something called a mobile data switch. Most people have forgotten. There is still that switch. We used to switch that off, yes or no? And the mobile phone itself would cost 30,000. At that time, there was no addiction. Nobody got addicted. But as they started becoming more and more affordable and accessible, addiction started exploding. Now, if you are addicted to something and you want to come out of it, reverse this. Make it inaccessible and make it unaffordable. I'll give you an example. One of my friends, his wife came to me and then she said, Bala, this fellow, her husband, every day he comes back from office and he sits in front of the television, 2 hours just goes away like that. He also wants to come out of that addiction, but he is not able to. Every day 2 hours gone. What do you want me to do? I said, tomorrow when he goes out to work, hide the remote. He will come home, he will yell, shout, tear his hair, jump, don't give the remote. She started doing it. For 1 month she did it. She took all the pain, all the shouting, sometimes abuse, but she said, nahi dungi. And slowly he started engaging because unko pata tha abhi ye remote milne wala nahi hai. And these are all smart TVs. Remote ke bina chalenge nahi. In the past we would go there and then change the channel. Abhi to wo bhi nahi hai. You have to have a remote. So slowly that fellow started engaging with some other activities. And that new neural circuit started becoming stronger and stronger. And that is why we also have Ekkis Din Kavrat. Same day, same time, same action, same thought, repeat for at least 21 days, that's on an average, because that's what it takes for your brain to start changing, for the new neural circuits to form. Even if we do it once, it will form, but it won't sustain, because you have to repeat, it doesn't become stronger. And then slowly he came out. Now after a couple of months, even when he sees the remote, he's always engaged. He doesn't waste his time. So make it inaccessible and unaffordable. Thanks to neuroplasticity and the addictive nature of our digital technologies and devices, these are the three things that define, unfortunately, our lives. And that is what has led to addiction. Now, internet addiction is a recognized psychiatric disorder. We have internet de-addiction centers in all Tier 1 and Tier 2 cities in India. Yes. While playing games, they don't want to take a bathroom break. They will lose points. And this is happening. Even in India. You must have read a few years ago, one guy in China, 50 hours he played games continuously and he was dropped dead. He was just sitting there, 50 hours. As kids, neuroplasticity is very, very strong. It means the number of times you need to repeat a task to learn is less. That's why we learnt multiple languages. We learnt language itself. We learnt walking, which is so difficult, not so easy. As we age, neuroplasticity becomes a little weaker. It means I need to repeat few more times, but I can still learn. A father in Indonesia who is a laborer, a smoker, introduced smoking to his 18-month-old kid. 18 mahine ka ladka. Kid was not able to speak, but thanks to neuroplasticity, in less than 2 months, he started smoking 40 cigarettes a day. And Indonesian government had to take the kid away. And now, mera beta na 2 saal hai lekin WhatsApp mein message check karta hai. On one side, you have an addictive piece of technology. On the other side, you have extremely powerful neuroplasticity. Now are you able to see why kids are getting so addicted? Now, who introduced these to the kids? Please don't mind. This is one area that I'm really passionate about, and I'm not blaming you. If you don't have time for your kids, why did you bring them into this world? They didn't ask you. You made the choice. So you are responsible, and that's what they need from you, your time. And what have we done to our kids? See this. 13-year-old mobile addict. She wanted to kill mom. 14-year-old boy dies. And this you must have read. Big news. The Ghaziabad sisters. The suicide. Yeah. Another one. The suicide. Yes. And now you know. How many of you have seen kids who don't want to eat without being given a screen? All of us have seen. Now you know the reason. They get angry. They become upset. They even get fever if we don't give them the screen. And that's why we call them as mobile withdrawal symptoms. How many of you know this? As far as brain is concerned, there is no difference between hard drug and mobile. Will you say, thoda cocaine de do na usko, main apna meeting pura karun. Heroin de do na thoda sa, kha lega kuch. Will you say that? In right mind, any parent? But that's exactly what we are doing. De do na yaar. Kuch to khayega. De do. Ek ghante se ro raha hai. Will you do that? And you remember, if you can tolerate that behavior, if you can spend time, because their neuroplasticity is powerful, they can also be redirected very easily. And I'll show you. Within less than a month, they are completely transformed because their brains are so powerful. But we need to have that patience and capability. Watch this. We need bicep sound. Sound. Let me.
एक मदर अपने 4 साल के बच्चे को लेकर ओपीडी में आई क्योंकि उसके बच्चे ने अचानक से बोलना बंद कर दिया. बहुत ही इंटरेस्टिंग केस है, इसलिए ध्यान से सुनना. मदर का कहना था कि पहले साल में बच्चा एकदम नॉर्मल था. मम्मी पप्पा जैसे छोटे छोटे शब्द एकदम नॉर्मली बोलता था, लेकिन धीरे धीरे करके उसकी भाषा खत्म हो गई और अब वो कुछ नहीं बोलता. मदर से थोड़ी और जानकारी ली तो पता चला कि शुरुआत में मदर खाली खाना खिलाते वक्त बच्चे को मोबाइल दिया करती थी, लेकिन क्योंकि दोनों पेरेंट्स वर्किंग थे और घर का काम भी करना होता था, इसलिए उन्होंने बच्चे को थोड़ी थोड़े समय के लिए मोबाइल देना शुरू किया ताकि वो चुपचाप बैठा रहे और घर के काम करने दे. फिर पेरेंट्स ने नोटिस करना शुरू किया कि बच्चे ने पहले के कंपैरिजन में बात करना काफी कम कर दिया है, सोशल इंटरेक्शन भी कम कर रहा है, बाहर खेलने कम जाता है. धीरे धीरे करके बच्चा मोबाइल और टीवी को एडिक्ट हो गया और अब उसने बात करना बिल्कुल बंद कर दिया था. मदर का कहना था कि बच्चा तभी बोलता है या रिस्पॉन्ड करता है जब उसके सामने टीवी या मोबाइल चालू किया जाए, कोई भी कार्टून लगाया जाए या किसी भी कार्टून कैरेक्टर की भाषा में उससे बात की जाए. ये जो बच्चे में बिहेवियरल चेंजेस आए हैं उसे हम वर्चुअल ऑटिज्म कहते हैं. वर्चुअल ऑटिज्म मतलब मोबाइल की लत के कारण होने वाली मानसिक बीमारी. ये बीमारी 2 से 5 साल के बच्चों में बहुत ज्यादा देखी जा रही है.
What are the characteristics? Social withdrawal, communication delays, reduced eye contact, repetitive behaviors, irritability and hyperactivity, lack of symbolic play, because they are constantly attached to the screens. It can be reversed, again thanks to neuroplasticity, zero screen protocol, both for parents and the kids. I will use, you don't use, nahi chalega. If you want to save the kid, and drastic improvement in 6 months because the brain got completely rewired. My cousin's son, he won't eat without mobile. 4-year-old, when he sees me, he keeps it away. Whenever he comes to my home, he knows. But otherwise, after 2 years, he developed neck pain. My sister took him to the doctor, and then the doctor said, if you continue to use your mobile, you will go blind and this pain will not go away, because he experienced that pain. Immediately he stopped. That was 6 months ago. He doesn't touch mobile. And I told her, buy enough games. And she brought him a nice wheel where the electric cycle sort of. And that is what he plays. And a lot of toys she brought. And now he does it on his own. He doesn't go to the mobile because he's experienced the pain. Complete digital fast, 4 week minimum. Replace screen time with non-electronic toys. Physical exercise, social dining. Last but most important, parental modeling. Whatever you are asking your kid to do, you need to do that, because kids follow what you do, not what you say. We just did the exercise also. Close your eyes. Sit back, sit straight, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Relax yourself. Review your day from morning till night and see what you do whenever you want to relax. Don't judge, don't rationalize, just review. From the time you wake up till the time you sleep, what do you do whenever you want to relax? Good. Gently open your eyes. If the meeting gets delayed a little bit and the speaker hasn't arrived, what do we do? Waiting in the queue? Waiting for the cab? Waiting for the cooking to get completed? Now, why we do that? Because of complete misunderstanding between relaxation and stimulation. Whenever we want to relax, because that is most accessible, we pick it up and then start doing it and we think we are relaxed. But we are not. We are stimulating our brain. Stimulation means, relaxation means think less and think slow. And stimulation means think different and think more. That's why when you switch and then do some other task, initially you feel like you are relaxing. But after a few minutes, you start feeling exhausted. After 2 hours of Insta reels or Facebook posts or YouTube videos, is there any special soul in the hall who would say, do ghanta dekha reels, abhi 4 ghanta kaam karungi? Is there anyone like that? I definitely would love to meet you. Anyone? All of us feel exhausted. Yes or no? At the end of 2 hours. Even if you watch relaxation videos on YouTube for 2 hours, you will still feel exhausted. Because you are stimulating your brain. You are thinking different, you are thinking more. And that is what is exhausting you. We have completely misunderstood relaxation. And how do I know whether I am relaxing or stimulating? I'll help you with that. छह इंच की हो, 16 इंच की हो या 60 इंच की हो, वेर एवर देर इज अ स्क्रीन, वॉट इट इज, इट इज, इट इज सिमुलेशन. गुड पॉइंट, आई लाइक दैट. दैट्स वाई आई सेड आई नो दिस. दैट्स वाई इन द बिगिनिंग वॉट डिड आई से अ फ्यू मिनट्स अगो, responsible digital gadget users. We must use it whenever is needed. That is why our intention is not to make you digital sannyasis. That's going to extreme. That will also come. So please, whenever you want to relax, pick up a screen-free relaxation activity. Because a constantly stimulated brain is a weak and stressed brain. And that's what is impacting even our sleep, which we will see in a minute. Because the brain that doesn't feed itself, eats itself. If you don't know what to think, it will create. And a lot of times it creates waste. And that's why 2 years ago, Oxford Dictionary added this new word called brain rot. Literally, the brain cells are getting killed because of low quality online content being consumed. Rot is short form for rotten. And this is what I mentioned in the beginning of this session when I said digital calories distract your mind and destroy your brain. This is what is happening. Now let's do this exercise. Pick up your notebook. Write 5 screen-free relaxation activities. I'll give you a hint. If you are not able to think of screen-free relaxation activities, when we were kids, they were called as hobbies. Ab likho. 5 screen-free relaxation activities. 3 ke baad agar aage nahi badhta hai, toh mujhse milna. I'll be really worried. 5 screen-free relaxation activities. And you can write more. Go ahead. Keep writing. You got your answer. Done? Very good. Now, why are we talking so much about attention, distraction, stimulation, relaxation? There's a reason. This glass? Yes, can you see it? Now, if I keep shaking my hand, will I be able to use the glass? Even if I put some liquid, it'll fall off. And if I try to use it, I'll hit my mouth. As long as my hand is shaking, this glass is unusable. Chahe kanch ki ho ya kanchan ki ho. As long as it is shaking, I can't use the glass. This hand is my mind. This glass is my brain. As long as I keep distracting my mind, I won't be able to use my brain. And that's why the most important principle of digital wellness, stabilize your mind to utilize your brain. Stabilize your mind to utilize your brain. And that is also a simple definition of meditation, just 7 words. Why should I learn meditation? To stabilize my mind. Why should I stabilize my mind? To utilize my brain. Because that's what we need for any activity. Yes or no? And we discussed. Constant distraction. Constant dis-ease here becomes disease here. This is the reason. Why both mental health and physical health issues have increased after mobiles, especially the so-called smartphones, have come in. Just go through the list. The cost of distraction. If anyone is interested, I can share the published paper. What is this constant distraction doing to us? That's why I keep telling people who say, ye kaise ho sakta hai, ye bahut useful hai, bina mobile ke main jee nahi sakti. Fine. जल्दी जल्दी निर्वाणा पहुंचना है तो मैं कौन हूं रोकने वाला? बिकॉज इज एग्जैक्टली व्हाट्स हैपनिंग. There's just one hospital in the city where I come from, Hyderabad, where every week 5 people come with heart problems. And that's not a big deal in a city of more than 1 crore people. But the big deal is all of them are in their teens. That's what we are doing to ourselves. I'm a digital wellness coach, so in our office, a lot of people come to me, but after they have reached advanced stages, when they are not able to sleep, not able to eat, they're getting suicidal thoughts. Why? Because, and almost always it is because of uncontrolled screen time. And distraction is slow destruction. It is slow, that is why most people don't understand. Wo andar se pyar se dheere se maar raha hai. Wo 2 second hi to hai. Ek reel hi to hai. Keep the question, I will answer that. There's a separate section for that. Good question. No. You go do something else. There are many, many such books that you can buy. And you can start helping them. If it is happening for a few minutes, that is okay. But where is your majority of the time being spent? If your majority of time being spent on screen, then the purpose is defeated. You are spending 5 minutes to check it up and then spending 50 minutes here trying to actually recall and draw, it's worth it. But if you are spending 50 minutes there and 5 minutes here, it defeats the purpose. Yes. Not yet over. Please. No, no, go ahead. I'm just kidding. I'll send you. I'll send you. It's properly researched. It's a very big, very long paper. If you can give your email ID, we'll send all the material. Sure. Yes. Nobody got addicted to work the last I checked. Agreed? And your smartphone has become your distraction machine on demand. Even without demanding, it distracts you. That's where it's so important that you take control of your attention, of your mind, and your life. Now, this is something very interesting. Where does this spirituality come in, and why is Brahmakumaris promoting digital wellness? What is the meaning of swastha? Healthy, being healthy. Swastya is health. Swastha is being health. Right? Being healthy. Now, see the beauty. Stha is a root word. Comes from, stha means to stay. Sthana, sthira. Sthayi. All of them come from the root word stha, means to stay. When am I healthy? When I am swastha. When I am swastha, that is when I am healthy. When I am aswastha, body consciousness, when I think I am body, I am aswastha. So the purusharth is to become swastha, bring back to my original state, being soul conscious. And you are the book. Now you see why the first lesson of Brahmakumaris, we first start talking about the self. Because when I am swastha, I am swastha. And the state of being swastha is called swasthya, health. And what is situation? When you move away from your swasthiti, wo par sthiti hai. So when you remember your swasthiti, who you are, what are your virtues, what are your powers, what are your capabilities, Sister Radhika walked us through so beautifully. When you emerge those, then that par sthiti becomes your, you will be able to overcome and you become, you get back to your swasthiti. So that's why the principle is, agar swasthiti mein sthit rehna jante ho, to paristhiti aapko hila nahi sakti. Agar paristhiti hilati hai, kyunki wo par hai. वो मेरी स्थिति नहीं है. जब मैं स्वस्थिति में वापस आ जाता हूं तो वो परिस्थिति को हैंडल करना इजी हो जाएगा. सो नाउ यू सी द रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन द स्पिरिचुअलिटी एंड आवर डे टू डे लाइफ एंड टेक्नोलॉजी. ऑल ऑफ देम आर रिलेटेड, दे आर नॉट सेपरेट. द सेम थिंग, रोग इज डिजीज, अरोग इज अ स्टेट ऑफ नॉट हैविंग डिजीज. सो दैट स्टेट इज कॉल्ड आरोग्य. Some of you asked, we were discussing with Sandeep about, Sanjeev sir, about why we should, and why I have asked you to keep making notes not on your mobile but in the notebook. Yes, you must have heard enough times and some of you might have got bored, which is okay. I'll still repeat. Why? Let's do that. Let's play a game. Now this is called the property of the brain. We learnt about brain switching penalty, we learnt about neuroplasticity. Now the third property of the brain, neuroassociative conditioning. Let's play a game. I'm going to say a word and whatever related word comes to your mind, you will shout out. You'll not think much. I'll just say it immediately, whatever comes to your mind, you will say it. Easy? If I say library, sleep kisi ne nahi kaha, thank you. So, library, books, some of you know. Okay, I'll start showing. Books. Bolo. Bolo. B. Okay. किसी के लिए कॉल, किसी के लिए कन्वीनियंस, किसी के लिए इंस्टा, किसी के लिए व्हाट्सएप, यस और नो? देर आर अबाउट 300 पीपल इन द हॉल. किसी ने गलती से भी पढ़ाई कहा? या रिलैक्सेशन? यस, बट डिड एनीवन से स्टडी? हां, दैट्स फाइन, बट डिड एनीवन से स्टडी? व्हेनेवर वी डू समथिंग whose association is already made inside the brain, it takes far less effort. But when we do something, when we use a thing whose association is not already made inside the brain for that particular activity, it needs a lot more effort. That is why reading through the screens, whenever you want to do deep reading, screens should be avoided. And why did I ask you to, why did we give you the diary and ask you to write? Because of this beautiful neuroassociative conditioning property, as you keep getting those beautiful experiences through these 3 days, whenever you see that book on your table, it will immediately remind you of your Mount Abu experience without doing anything. That's the power of neuroassociative conditioning. And that's why any deep reading, the key word is this. I'm not saying you should not use screens or not read from screens. But if you do only digital reading, this is what happens. Because the mindset with which you are approaching is entertainment. You keep switching. Diminished concentration because of constant distraction. Reduced use of annotation. How many times have you annotated on your Kindle or whatever you read on the screen? Almost zero. Less frequent reviewing. How many times you have rewound your podcast? अच्छा, रिवाइंड भी करते हैं. बट द बुक इट्स सो इजी टू गो बैक एंड फोर्थ. एंड दोज ऑफ यू हु आर इंटरेस्टेड, रीड दिस बुक. इट्स कॉल्ड स्क्रीन स्कूल्ड. इट्स अवेलेबल ऑन अमेजॉन. स्क्रीन स्कूल्ड, रिटन बाय टू टीचर्स. या, अबाउट टू से दैट. इज रिटन बाय टू अमेरिकन टीचर्स हु हैव बीन टीचिंग ओनली यूजिंग स्क्रीन्स फॉर मोर देन 12 इयर्स एंड दे हैव रिटन देयर एक्सपीरियंस. That how concentration dropped, complete switching increased, anxiety levels increased, depression cases increased, all because of using only screens. I'm going to show you some. Yeah. And that's why as parents we must stand up, because this is the science behind it. More mind wandering while you are listening to audio. Yes. Keep the question. I'll give you the answer. Keep that question with you. Okay? The question was, should smart board be eliminated or should it be there? I said, I'll come back to you. And if you want to read about what does the research talk about, this is the book, How We Read Now. That's the name of the book, which talks very clearly the case for why any deep reading must be done through hard copies and not the digital copies. I'll give you a practical example. One of my friends, she is a professor at a medical college. So in her college, 150 MBBS graduates have written MD exam, the PG exam. How many do you think have qualified? Pick a number. Out of 150 MBBS graduates in her medical college who wrote MD exam, how many do you think cleared the exam? 5, 15, 10? 1. And she became curious. She went and checked. What is the difference? 149 people didn't clear, only this one person cleared. The only reason was she was the only one who went to library, sat there for hours together and did the old style study, opening the book. Rest everybody sat in their rooms and then were reading from the screens. And wherever there is a screen, you see what has happened. That's why any deep reading must happen from the book. And now you know why I keep asking you to make notes. For those of you who are parents, teachers, educators, I'm going to show you a short clip. This is from UK, where she summarizes. I don't know how many of you know, last year, Sweden reversed its policy of screens in the schools and brought back books. So she is, now Australia is doing it. Now, just listen to her.
Some parents do everything in their power to mitigate screen harms at home. But then their children go to school and they experience hours of screen time in the guise of educational technology, or EdTech. Whether that's in the form of iPads and Alexa voice assistants for nursery school children, learning systems like PowerSchool in primary school, or Google Classroom on secondary school devices, who has proven that this deluge of screen education is what's best for our children? No one has. If we step back and view this state of affairs through a compassionate lens, it's fairly understandable. Let's wave aside the fact that only 7% of UK edtech companies have conducted randomized controlled trials, and just 12% have used third-party certification. Let's put these pesky facts aside. At the beginning, these products seemed futuristically exciting. Well-intentioned schools spent fortunes buying and implementing the latest software and trained their teachers in how to use it. And some of the tools, like No More Marking, have been helpful for teachers. But now we have better data on how tech is impacting pupils, so we must press pause and, in many cases, rewind. The Karolinska Institute in Sweden recently published research concluding that there's clear scientific evidence that tools impair rather than enhance learning. Sweden has taken note and been the first country to kick tech out of the classroom, reinvesting in books, paper, and pens.
So if you're a parent and the schools insist that they use screens because we are advanced, move your kid out of that school. We have to save the next generation. Or get the parents, educate them so that they move back to the hard copy books. It's totally spoiling the kids. To a certain extent, yes, but sending assignments on WhatsApp at 11 p.m. Not acceptable. I would leave you to think about this. But my intention is to make you aware, and whether to take action or not is in your hands. So the summary, there is clear relationship between new technology exposure and mental disorders. That means the more time you spend with these devices without giving a break, the higher are the chances of you suffering from some or the other mental health issues, if you are not already suffering from, that is. Now, some of you have asked me about ChatGPT, AI, or Gemini. So MIT has done a very interesting study on a bunch of researchers together, and they did this study last year. 444 college-educated professionals from all these fields, they were taken up, and the treatment group had access to ChatGPT, and the control group did not have ChatGPT. And what did they have to do? Each participant completed two rounds of writing, basically drafting memos, writing reports, some writing. And independent domain experts graded the outputs for quality, accuracy, persuasiveness, completion times were all recorded. One with ChatGPT, one without ChatGPT. Now let's see the result. Anyone is interested, you search on the net, you will get. Otherwise, I can share the paper with you. It's called Your Brain on ChatGPT. So those users who were using ChatGPT, this is the brain scan. And those who were using non-ChatGPT, look at the portion of the brain that they were using and what they were using. Now let's see this. What are the results? Drop in neural engagement. You saw that in the previous picture. 47% less of their capability they were using. Remembering content. 83% of the users couldn't recall a single sentence that they wrote minutes earlier. Single sentence. Cognitive weakening. That means they were not able to do the next assignment or think through or come up with creative solutions. You gain speed, but you lose engagement. You get answers, but stop learning how to think. And what about the quality? See the quality. Essays were technically solid, but often called robotic, soulless, and lacking depth because it's generated by a machine. Top performing group, those who began without AI and added it later. That's why I said responsible digital gadget users. Not throwing it away, but you start with that first. If you ask ChatGPT for Greco-Roman style of architecture, it will give you 10 options or 20. But how will you decide which one is better? It will give you 200 recipes. How will you decide which one is better? Unless you know your craft. They are the ones who began without AI, did some homework, and then later used AI to refine it. They are the ones that retained best memory, brain activity, and overall scores. So the key takeaways, it's not to avoid, but to use. Use to assist, not to replace your mind. Build cognitive strength, not dependency. And one of the CTOs was talking about, I really like, he said, AI is your intelligent intern. Don't make it your boss. It's your intelligent intern. You, interns, you understand, right? The assistants who come out of college work with you in the profession. So they need to be told. So you decide what it needs to generate and how you are going to use. That's when technology will become your servant and not the master. The reality and what is get shown. And what is its impact? The more time you spend on Facebook or any social media, the more lonely you will feel and higher the probability of getting depressed. You know what is blue tick anxiety? Linked with higher rates of depression and suicide among teenagers. It's happening even in India. And for those who collected the stats in US, see how they have skyrocketed. And it all started in 2009 when social media started getting available on mobile. US suicide rates for every 100,000. Non-fatal self-harm. Because the mind becomes so numb, they harm themselves to actually feel some kind of stimulation. Because it's gone numb. Can you say that aloud? Again. Again. If you have Insta or any of these apps where you spend a lot of your time, no excuses. You are an electronic cocaine addict. Now it's your choice. Now your mobile withdrawal symptoms will kick in big time. What we just discussed. But again, it's your choice. Not a single part of your body is left without the impact of this radiation, because we keep the device on our body all through the day. The biggest casualty of the digital age is sleep. People are not getting enough sleep. You are supposed to sleep at night, not during meetings and talks and in the office. 6 to 7 hours of deep sleep is needed. And if you're not getting it, somebody was asking about the screens and other stuff. Excess of anything is not good. That's why in our culture we say, Ati sarvatra varjayet. Where does it come from? It comes from Chanakya Niti. Ati rupena vaisita, ati garvena ravanaha, ati danam balirdatva, ati sarvatra varjayet. If Sita was like Shurpanaka, Ravana wouldn't have come after her. Ati rupena vaisita, it is her beauty that did her in, or brought her so much sorrow. Ati garvena ravanaha, he is supposed to be very educated, but it is arrogance did him in. Ati garvena ravanaha. Bali Chakravarti, some of you must be, have heard about his story, where he had to sell even his wife and kids. Atidanam balirdatva, you have to be generous, but not to such an extent that you start selling your family. Atidanam balirdatva, ati sarvatra varjayet. Use all the stuff to get the benefit, but anything in excess is not good. That's what our Shastras teaches, that is what our elders teaches, that is what our own life teaches us. It's applicable, the same thing, even for any technology we are using. So digital silence, it helps productivity, replenishes attention and solidifies memories. That digital silence is needed. You chose or you wrote 5 screen-free relaxation activities. Pull it out. Underline 1 screen-free activity which you will start doing from today or tomorrow after once you go back. Decide, be as specific as possible. That's when your neuroplasticity will work best. Which is the activity? Where will you do it? With whom you will do it? What you will do it? For how long you will do it? Decide and write. Underline that one activity. And write all these details. That means you are recording. So the chances of you actually doing it will increase. Pick just one activity out of those 5. Done? Yes. Not from Kindle. Yes. Yeah, it will not allow you to think more. It will reduce your thinking. When you are reading, yeah, unless it is a horror book. My assumption was you are reading some about some subject, so that's why. So it actually reduces, because it will help you to think better. No. Easy. Yeah, whenever you are using a screen for learning purpose, what you should do is, if you are using the screen for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, switch it off, take a notebook and write the key takeaways. Very important. You finished watching for 40, 45 minutes, stop it, come back to the notebook and write the key takeaways. So that when you have to revise, you will keep accumulating all that wisdom. And music, go for simple MP3 players which do not have any internet. They are still available. I'll come back to you. I've just shared that anything in Ati, if you are using screen, you are using screen to learn. And you will learn only when it gets registered. Am I right? That's what we discussed. It's just passive consumption. Watching the movie is just passive consumption. You're not engaging. Right? You're only just taking it in. That's why that is not true entertainment. When you actually participate, when you relax, a lot of other activities in our culture will give you a better quality entertainment and engagement because they engage you. Right? Right? We can go back. Get these books. Start reading. And you'll get some of them outside too. And like the timetable you make for your regular routine, prepare a timetable for your mind. That's what we learn here at Brahma Kumaris. That's what I learned. Prepare a timetable for your mind. So now, if a thought comes about lunch, you say, aap Qatar mein hai, pratiksha kijiye. Because you are going to talk about it only after you go out. Yes or no? So sometimes we get a lot of thoughts about future which is far away. You can't do anything. Like you thinking about your dinner or what you will do after you go home, it keeps disturbing you. No use. So create the timetable for the mind. And digital hygiene, don't keep your mobile on the dining table. If you're not disinfecting it, that's one of the dirtiest things that you're carrying. Do not carry your mobile to the bathroom. Yes, and I'm not kidding. You need attention both for assimilation, that is digestion, and elimination. When you keep watching screens while eating, you're telling your brain, or my brain gets the signal, Bala is not interested in eating, don't bother secreting the juices. That's the signal it sends to the stomach. And the same thing happens if you continuously use the screen while eliminating. You must focus. And this is causing a lot of physical health issues. Mobile should be kept at least 10 feet away from you while you are sleeping. You know the reason now. And the most important reason why we keep the mobile beside us is we use it as an alarm clock. The last I bought, a couple of weeks ago, 299 rupees. Digital alarm clock with snooze facility on Amazon. And I'm sure your life is more valuable than 300 rupees. Yes or no? So get an alarm clock. So don't use your mobile as an alarm clock. And don't touch your mobile at least for 1 hour after you wake up and 2 hours before you sleep. And keep mobile away from your kids. Ways to unplug the original smartphone. You are still accessible without distraction. Switch off all notifications because they are the chief wreckers of your attention. Make your bedroom radiation free. Starting today afternoon, is this possible? You must already be doing it. But if you are doing, continue. If you are not, start. Screen free breakfast, lunch and dinner. Possible? Very good. Take this as a habit from here. Once a week, do mobile fasting. Mobile ka upvas rakho. Family ke liye, sehat ke liye, relationships ke liye, bahut acha hai. First 2 hours, all of you will go mad collectively. Support each other, you will enjoy rest of the day. Because that connection is not happening in families, because each one is busy on their screens. Very sad. Yes? Ati sarvatra varjayet. Where possible, if you can engage with something non-screen related. One of my VPs, who lives in Canada, he has 2 daughters, 12 and 8. So he heard this, he liked it. So every week, one day, they spend together as a family, all mobiles aside. And the kids look forward to, because now they know they have undivided attention of their parents for those one full day. Whole week they sit and plan. Ye karna hai, ye karna hai, ye karna hai. Because the rule is no screens, no television, no screens. They go for hiking, they go for biking, they go for doing charity, cooking, spend time, painting, so many things. They suddenly get so much time. You can start with half a day and then see how it goes. Uninstall all social media apps if you can't have a really long password. I will not use my Insta for more than 5 minutes. That's your password. And keep the logged in box unchecked so that every time you have to check in the password. You will make mistakes and you'll say, "Dat tere ki kuch acha karte hain." Because you're not able to log in itself. No late night binge watching. At least 2 hours of digital silence per day. That's why in our culture we are encouraged to spend at least 1 hour after you wake up, good night sleep, engage in something where you put in good stuff inside your head, not the next Facebook or Insta post. Don't do that. First 1 hour is for yourself. You must have a Shivani Ben also repeat that many times. Because that's very precious. Not only precious, that 1 hour is sacred. Apne mobile ke prati rehm dil mat bano. Apne prati rehm dil bano. Okay, be merciless with your mobile. You're going for a meeting, leave your mobile aside. You're going for dinner, lunch, breakfast, leave your mobile aside. You're having a conversation, leave your mobile aside. Don't worry, it can take care of itself. And meditate every day. So if any one of you is interested, is it okay if I take a few more minutes? Thank you. So we created this digital wellness initiative, Brahmakumari's digital wellness initiative 2 years ago. Because not one person cannot do this, one organization cannot do this. We all have to come together to spread this message. We have to save our next generation. Otherwise we are losing them really, really fast. So many of you who have that reach, that capability, please start spreading the word in your own way. What have we done? We created complete digital wellness curriculum for both schools and universities. So these are the 5 units. The first unit talks about attention. This is the 30 hours. It can be used in 15 hours or even 45 hours. 1 credit, 2 credit or 3 credit course. Both in schools and colleges and at university level. So you learn about how your brain works. Some of it you got a glimpse of. You learn about how your mind works. And what is the science behind addiction and de-addiction, and what are some of the digital wellness techniques. All this content and this book is available outside, so you can pick it up. And we also created the essence of this book in the form of simple box. It has 50 cards. You can use it in your gatherings, as a part of your school, as a gift. Each one has one digital wellness insight. So it's printed both in Hindi and English on the same side. So it can be used both for English speaking audience and Hindi speaking audience. This is also available. And we also do digital wellness retreats. 1 or 1.5 day for interested groups. 35 to 50 people at the local BK retreat centers all over India. Wherever we have. And if you are interested to know more about these details, please make a note of this email. dw@brahmakumaris.com. Very easy to remember. DW is digital wellness at brahmakumaris.com. And we have also gone ahead and introduced this subject at the university level. Some of the top technical universities in India have already introduced digital wellness as a regular subject. So these are the universities. Anna University in Chennai, they have 8 lakh students. That is 1% of Tamil Nadu population always is studying at Anna University. So they teach digital wellness for the last 2 years. NIT Nagpur, IIIT Nagpur, D.Y. Patil Group of Institutions, TGPCET Nagpur. In this university, they have introduced it as a compulsory subject for all their first years. Lloyd's Group of Institutions in Noida, Paril University in Vadodara, and starting tomorrow, we have one of the BK, she is a professor at IIT Gandhinagar. She will start teaching digital wellness at IIT Gandhinagar. For the last 3 months, I have been conducting workshops related to this similar topic at IIT Bombay. So the word is spreading. If you are interested in becoming a digital wellness ambassador, that's the website where we have placed a lot of content. You can read, you can go through the book, and if you are interested in teaching, we will provide the complete 30 hours or 45 hours content. You don't have to create anything. We'll give you the lesson plan. We'll give you assignments, question papers, activities, games. We will also do train the trainer program so that you can start teaching. Because that's the best way we can spread the word. Ad hoc 1 or 2 hours won't work. It needs to be taught as a subject. Read that aloud, please. Okay? If you use mobile full, what will you become? The choice is yours. A lot of you have been, we didn't get a chance about overthinking. So that's an ebook that is available. That's my website. You can download an ebook for free. And you can share it with anyone. There are no copyright issues. I've released it for free a few months ago. You can download it, print it. I'm there. Yes, that's what I said. Responsible digital gadget users. Download it, print it, and use it. Okay, and you can share it. You can forward it to anyone and everyone whom you want. Make multiple copies and distribute it. You don't have to pay anyone because it's for free. Let's help the world become a better place. Zor se. Again. Again, we started with those two questions. Who is the master? You or your mobile? You got the answer. Good. Thank you very much. Yes. Yes, yes. If you have a couple of minutes, thanks for reminding. A lot of people, when they come to Brahma Kumaris, they hear this word called detachment. Yes or no? Detach ho jao. And we don't understand. Detach ho jao. Ye kaise ho sakta hai? So come along. Come on the stage. Let me demonstrate using you. Come. Yeah. So this is the book I was talking about. It's available. And I would encourage you to buy a copy. And today evening, when we are going to go to Dadi Janaki Park for meditation, I would encourage you to carry this book because you're going to get about 30 minutes for you to sit and reflect. Tomorrow also we are going to sit and reflect. But for that, we will do another book. But for today, please carry this book. Possible? Yes? And by 4:30, it's available just outside. Yeah, the cards are also available. These cards, yes. You can also buy them there. Yeah, please come. Your name again?
Nitin.
Nitin, okay. Open any page and start reading.
Any page?
Any page, yeah.
When you open too many apps on your mobile phone, it slows down the performance of the phone since it uses a portion of its processing power to switch between the apps. When this switching increases, the amount of processing power available...
Pado.
I have a reading problem.
Put it on your face.
Okay.
Can you read it?
No.
You can't, right? What changed? Same book, same person.
Distance.
When it was here, he was able to see. When it is here, he is not able to see. Why?
Detach.
What changed?
Distance.
This is called clarity of distance. He is still holding the book. And when I keep the book here, can you read? No. You can't read it when it is there. You can't read it when it's here. If this is a situation in life, this is attachment. That is dissociation. And this is detachment. It is your baby. You only have to handle it. Your family, your problem, your office, he is still holding it. You only have to solve it, but create the distance. Don't get emotional. It's a problem. Otherwise, there won't be any clarity.
Okay? What we were discussing yesterday.
Thank you. Thanks for reminding. okay, we'll spend a minute in silent reflection and then we start. Yes. Good question. I'll answer. The interesting thing is, jab books ki baat aati hai, tabhi global warming yaad aati hai. Shoes khareedne jaate hain, kapde khareedne jaate hain, movie dekhne jaate hain, bade bade SUVs khareedne jaate hain. I can buy. I can afford. Global warming yaad nahi aati hai. Only with books. Pata nahi ye kahan se aaya hai. Don't worry, we use it in recycled paper. So, lot of paper is being recycled. Take the books because that is more important. We'll plant a few trees, which is already happening. So, aap nischint rahiye, book se padhne se global warming badhegi nahi, wo ghategi. Okay, good. So, yeah, sit straight. Have your back well supported. Don't fold your arms. Don't fold your legs. You can close your eyes if you feel comfortable that way. And take a deep breath. Let go of any tension in any part of your body. And relax yourself. As you relax, recall three things that touched you from today's session. Recall the screen-free relaxation activity you decided to do. Make this thought: I am the master of my mind. I am the master of my life. I can make this positive change in my life. Because I am the master of my mind. I am the master of my life. I can make this positive change in my life. Visualize yourself enjoying that screen-free activity. And remember, you are more powerful than you think you are. Gently rub your palms and wipe your eyes and gently open your eyes.